question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for staying with us through that important sponsors break. Robert, Mary, now back with you for more of our World Travel get-together. And this portion of the program is made possible by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
If you're planning the perfect vacation or a special trip of some type, don't put your investment or your well-being at risk. Purchase travel insurance online from our friends at TravelGuard.com. It's affordable and it provides protection in so many ways.
You know, it really does, Mary. And if you're traveling, folks, you should have it because you just never know. Some things that Travel Guard will cover you for when you travel: trip cancellation, interruptions and delays, medical expenses and evacuations, translation services, passport, ticket or prescription replacement, lost or delayed baggage, flight and hotel rebooking, roadside assistance, and there's a lot more. Whether your next trip is a solo adventure, family vacation, long or short getaway, and whether it's international or domestic, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
So I think most of us enjoy theme parks, whether you're a mom and dad with kids, grandparents, you're young at heart, looking for a fun trip with friends, or perhaps a business leader seeking a good team-building trip. Theme parks really offer an awful lot of entertainment, an array of foods and rides, and pretty much something for everyone. To get an update on what's on tap for the spring and summer travel season, joining us via the show hotline is show friend Robert Niles, the editor of ThemeParkInsider.com.
Robert, are we connecting with you in California today, or are you on the road traveling somewhere?
I am in California at home today.
All right. Well, good place certainly to be, for sure. So, listen, during hour one of our broadcast today, we covered Mall of America during our Destination Spotlight series. We've never discussed with you, and when people think of theme parks, they don't immediately associate theme parks with Mall of America, but the entire place is essentially built around the largest indoor theme park in the country. It's a nice place to spend a weekend. I know we've enjoyed it with our kids. Would love to know, what do you think about Nickelodeon Universe, and do you recommend it to travelers?
Well, yeah, it's a perfect example of how shopping ends up being a destination attraction for a lot of people, not just the theme park itself, but just being in that huge mall. So, yeah, it's definitely, it's aimed for families with kids at this point. I don't know that if I didn't have kids that I would be rolling in there as my first priority, but definitely if you've got kids who are into Nickelodeon, they've got some really nice attractions in there that can definitely be worth your time.
It is. It's a fun place to go, no question about it. I would agree on that.
So, Robert, we're definitely going to talk about Disney and some other U.S. theme parks, but I really would like to get your opinion on the Yukon Striker set to open. I know, right? I can't even say it without laughing, and I know you know what I'm talking about. So it's set to open right this May at Canada's Wonderland just outside Toronto. Robert, I put the video on yesterday for our office team, and I have to say, just watching it on a computer screen, the vertical drops, and I love coasters, but A, how fast is this thing, and why is it so highly anticipated? I couldn't watch it.
Well, this is going to be one of the biggest dive coasters from a Swiss manufacturer called Bollinger & Mabillard that are considered by many to be the best roller coaster manufacturer in the world. Mm-hmm. And this is really one of their most popular designs. It's called a dive coaster because you are facing straight down, diving into what looks like a lake. Mm-hmm. You're actually going to go in a tunnel underwater a little bit after that initial dive. It's one of the fastest, I don't have the number right on the top of my head, but it's one of the fastest roller coasters that we're going to have in North America. So it's going to be a really intense experience. But the thing about those Bollinger & Mabillard coasters is that they're always so much fun. They do such a good job of kind of interlinking all of the elements in it that it's more exhilarating than stomach churning, and I think a lot of fans are really going to love it.
Yeah. And is that because it smooths out a little bit for a while? Like, how did that go?
They're just really good at getting flow right,
okay,
so that it's not herky-jerky where you're going from a flip to a spin to a twist, mm-hmm, and there's no time to catch your breath. They really get the pacing right. It's editing, really, when you think about it in design, and they do a great job with it.
Well, we'll be following that for sure, certainly. I know there's a lot of buzz about it, but also a lot of buzz out there. The highly anticipated opening of Star Wars Galaxy. So where you are in California, I know it's slated to open at Disneyland Anaheim the end of May. And then towards the end of August, it's going to open at Disney World in Orlando at their Hollywood theme park. It's going to be big for sure. Explain to us what we can expect. And do you think Disney will get this right compared to the lukewarm reception they got last year for Toy Story Land when that opened?
Well, Star Wars is perhaps the most popular franchise that Disney has. You can maybe do an argument about that versus Marvel, but people love Star Wars. It is from Generation X's property on through to today. It's going to be 14 acres. It's the biggest, most expensive land that Disney has ever created. They've got two copies of it, like you said, at Disneyland, which is opening on May 31st, and then at Disney's Hollywood Studios at Walt Disney World, which is opening August 29th. And it's set in a new location that may not be familiar to people in the Star Wars universe. It's something that they've created called the Planet of Batuu. It's a place called the Black Spire Outpost. It was name-checked in the movie Solo, but otherwise this is something we haven't really seen before. But you're going to have the opportunity to fly the Millennium Falcon, which just happens to be parked there during your visit. And there's going to be a even bigger new ride called Ride of the Resistance that will be opening sometime later.
Yeah, I've heard a lot. There's a lot of buzz about that.
Now,
yeah.
That's way more my speed. I'm much more interested in all of that. That sounds good.
Yeah, but you'll be able to walk into the canteen and get a drink. It'll be the first alcohol bar ever opened inside Disneyland for the public. Hmm. You'll be able to build a droid, build a lightsaber. So it'll be a lot of fun things from the Star Wars universe.
Sounds great. All right, so we frequently poll our audience on different aspects of travel. We put those polls right up on our website. And I think if we were to ask them who they would think is the largest theme park operator in the U.S., I think a lot of people would guess Disney or maybe even Universal, but I believe it's Six Flags.
And it is. Wow.
You know, I'd love to know your take on Six Flags. It's been around for years. I grew up with it. They're constantly renovating and redoing things. Do you think they're doing a good job keeping up with what people want these days in theme parks?
Yeah, Six Flags definitely has more parks than anyone else around the country. They're in more locations. If you want to find whatever the nearest park is to you, odds are it's probably a Six Flags park. Mm-hmm. They do a really good job for what they try and do, which is create some thrill rides that can appeal, you know, not just to people who are looking for the biggest, tallest, fastest, but for, you know, the whole family, really. You're not looking for those deeply themed immersive experiences that you might find at Disney or Universal. You're just out there to have fun for the day, riding roller coasters, going on flat rides and doing that sort of thing. So they do a pretty good job with that. And they've got some really sweet coasters. I mean, I'm blessed that I've got Magic Mountain, which is probably their best park, in my humble opinion, right here next to me in Southern California. But they've got a great park in New Jersey, another one in Chicago, down in Georgia, which a lot of people think has, you know, maybe the best or at least the most underrated roller coaster lineup in the country.
Right.
So, and the price is right. I mean, if you buy...
Well, that's true.
That park
that is west of Atlanta.
Real cheap to get into there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That park west of Atlanta, whenever I go by that, it is always busy down there, no question about it. So I think Six Flags does do a nice job. You know, I want to touch on something with Universal. I saw something maybe a month ago or so. There was documents being leaked, essentially, involving Universal's new Orlando theme park. Frankly, Robert, I might have even seen it on your website because I do follow that. But the photos showed that Fantastic World's name was on it with the Super Mario World concept behind it. Purportedly, it's going to be the largest theme park Universal has ever built, but it's going to utilize more of that hub-and-spoke design similar to Disney's Magic Kingdom versus the racetrack, you know, circular model that we're used to with Universal. So what are you hearing about this new park, and does this, you know, the layout, does that surprise you?
Not really. It's actually the most efficient use of space. The Universal parks that we've already seen in Orlando are all built around bodies of water, which is really nice and great, and you can take good pictures about it. But essentially, that water is wasted space in terms of attraction development. So going to that more traditional hub-and-spoke design allows them to get more into a limited space of area. And the new park that they're building, this is on land. It's not connected to their current two parks in Orlando. It's kind of down by the convention center.
Okay.
People are really excited about this. I mean, it's the opportunity to bring the Super Nintendo World attraction that they're doing for Universal Studios Japan, to bring that to the Orlando market, and then to use a lot of the really great properties that they have with DreamWorks that they haven't just had space or opportunity to get into one of the parks already. So they'll have that opportunity here with this new gate.
Well, you think about Orlando, though. I mean, with all those parks they're going to have in that, it's going to just be, they're going to be shuttle buses, I guess, running between the parks or something. But that'll be interesting to follow.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got like 30 seconds left, maybe a little bit less. Anything else out there quickly that you want our listeners to know about in the theme park world for this year?
Well, hey, if you actually want to talk about Universal on the West Coast, they're teasing out some new information this weekend about their new Jurassic World, the ride that's going to be taking over where their old Jurassic Park, the ride was, with all of the new dinosaurs new effects, new design from the Jurassic World movies that are coming out now.
Okay.
So
all
they're
right.
going to be refreshing that, and that's going to be pretty exciting.
Sounds great. Okay.
Well, Robert, listen, we always enjoy these check-ins with you. We hope you enjoy the weekend, and thank you very much as always.
Always a pleasure to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Robert. Take care.
All right. All things theme parks. There goes Robert, Mary. And folks, listen, you can follow all of Robert Niles' coverage of theme parks across the world. You can do it at themeparkinsider.com. Right now, however, we're going to take another break for a few commercial messages from our sponsors as we have our engineer Bobby connect with Rudy and bring him in for the next segment. So stay right where you are as RM World Travel rolls on with more straight ahead.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.